We've spilled a lot of ink lately on the topic of housing. Government announcements, council debates and legislative changes have all got their share. Finding housing on the North Shore is a problem for many. That's why a lot of our workforce commutes in from other, cheaper suburbs. It's not an ideal situation. But for our most vulnerable citizens, the lack of housing options is closer to catastrophic. Recently, we've brought you news of two instances where supportive housing is about to disappear, for current residents of the Travelodge site run by the Luma Society and a group home in Grousewoods. More than 40 people in need now face dire circumstances as a result. Faced with finding new subsidized housing, many will likely have to choose between leaving the North Shore or living on the street. But what if those facing eviction also have significant health issues, and their doctors and other medical supports are here? It's an all-too-common scenario of how lack of stable housing can quickly spiral into other problems. Direct government assistance is likely the only option that will solve these issues in the long term. That takes both time and money. In the meantime, we applaud groups like Hollyburn Family Services, the Lazarus Community Society, the Kiwanis Housing Society, and outreach workers who step up and do their best to help despite the odds. Much of the work they do flies under the radar. But it is crucially important. We are right to call for bolder, bigger change. But it's often the small and steady efforts of many that fill the breach until change comes about.